A Jewish Journal article. Campus Watch, May 25, 2023. From the River to the Sea. Graffiti at UCSB Chabad. Graffiti reading, "From the River to the Sea, Palestine will be free," was found on May 19 outside of the Chabad at UC Santa Barbara, UCSB. Chabad at UCSB co-director Rabbi Gershon Klein tweeted out a photo and video of the graffiti, saying they found it just before their mega Shabbat, that had 800 students in attendance. On May 22, Klein tweeted out a photo of the Chabad board's co-presidents, redecorating the alley where the graffiti was found. "No more graffiti," Klein tweeted. Anti-Defamation League, ADL, Santa Barbara, Tri-County's regional director Daniel A. Meisel said in a statement that they strongly condemn this attack and potentially anti-Semitic hate crime, calling it an unconscionable act of intimidation. "This language, which has long been used by anti-Israel actors, can ostracize and intimidate members of the Jewish and pro-Israel community," Meisel added. "We hope all community members will unite to condemn this act of anti-Semitism." Teen violates probation after being sentenced for stealing, burning Israeli flags in front of Montreal Jewish Day School. A teenager sentenced for stealing Israeli flags and burning them in front of a Montreal Jewish Day School in April reportedly violated his probation. City News Montreal reported that the teenager, an unidentified 16-year-old male, received his one-year probation on May 15. Under the terms of the sentence, the teenager is prohibited from posting anything about the Jewish Day School, which City News Montreal identified as the Hebrew Foundation School, as well as anything related to Israel. The next day, the teenager reportedly posted to social media, "Finally released on probation. They thought they had finished and silenced me, but I'm back and stronger than ever. Thanks to those who supported me, and especially don't forget Palestine. My voice alone is worthless, but together we move the city and we disturb them. Our victory soon." On May 18, a court enacted a stricter probation sentence barring the teenager from posting to social media entirely. Pro-Palestinian group calls for CUNY to cut all ties with Zionist, pro-Israel groups. The pro-Palestinian group Within Our Lifetime, WOL, is urging the City of University of New York, CUNY, to cut all ties with Zionist, pro-Israel groups on and off campus, after CUNY School of Law took down video of a recent anti-Israel commencement speaker. WOL tweeted on May 21, "This past week CUNY Law gave in to Zionist, sick, pressure and took down the video of the graduation ceremony to censor Fatima, Muhammad's message of social justice in support of Palestine and the global struggle against racism and oppression." Muhammad, CUNY Law's commencement speaker this year, is a member of CUNY Law's Students for Justice in Palestine, SJP, chapter. The Jewish Community Relations Council, JCRC, of New York lampooned Muhammad's speech for its incendiary anti-Israel rhetoric, and Anti-Defamation League, ADL, New York, New Jersey derided it as appalling, per the Times of Israel, TOY. TOY also noted that the commencement ceremony was closed to the press, and a YouTube video of the event was made non-public. Additionally, WOL accused CUNY Law of taking down the video of Nurdin Qazwani's 2022 commencement address. Qazwani, who heads WOL, excoriated Zionists and condemned normalizing trips to Israel, according to the ADL. WOL also issued a series of demands to CUNY, including releasing the full, unedited videos of Muhammad and Qazwani's commencement speeches, issuing a solidarity statement with those fighting censorship, and to blacklist websites that target CUNY students like Canary Mission. Another demand was to cut all ties with Zionist pro-Israel groups on and off campus. Muhammad El-Kurd receives Calgary Peace Prize. Anti-Israel activist Muhammad El-Kurd received the Calgary Peace Prize on May 18 from a committee chaired by a professor at Mount Royal University, MRU. The ADL has described the book and social media of El-Kurd, the Palestine correspondent for The Nation, as being unvarnished, vicious anti-Semitism. El-Kurd has accused Israelis of eating the organs of Palestinians and of having a particular lust for Palestinian blood, the ADL says about El-Kurd. He has compared Israelis to Nazis, negated the historic Jewish connection to the land of Israel, and vilified Zionism and Zionists. B'nai B'rith Canada received a letter from MRU Dean of the Faculty of the Arts Jennifer Pettit saying the committee does not reflect the views of the university. The Calgary Jewish Federation, however, doesn't think the university has done enough to distance itself from the award. Swastika found in MA school bathroom. A swastika was found scrawled with chocolate or a similar substance in the boys' bathroom of a high school in Newton, Mass. On May 18, Boston 25 News reported that Newton South High School principal Tamara Strass wrote in a letter to parents that there was anger and disappointment over the swastika. I want to assure you that we as a school and district are deeply dedicated to addressing hate and discrimination issues and educating our students to stand up against hate, she added. South will always strive to be a place where all feel seen, heard, and supported. Local police are investigating the matter.